Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas here, and hard to pick a better finish to the year than defensive end Cam Jordan. We'll talk about his future and his true feelings about the athletes across the line from him.
As you look at your career in 15 years, strong always, but man, you love November, December, and January.
What do they say? Remember the month of November, and then on, you know? Sean Payton used to say you have to play your most meaningful football late in the season. You know, in the month of November, December, who are you, where are you, and that's going to define what you will become, right? And you sort of take that to heart. Like, what are you doing in November? You know, are you playing your best ball, or are you already burnt out?
It felt like whether you wanted it to, you made a statement at the end of the season about where you are and how you've taken care of your body and how you've, come into each season and the availability. Do you feel that?
Not at all. It's just another season for me. I'd say 2 years ago when I tore some things up in my leg, it stopped me from being the best version of me for that season. That very next season, last season, I came in revenge season. And, you looked at that training camp and you said, dang, Cam, all the coaches were, hey, this is one of your best training camps that you've put together. We're going to have a hell of a year. And then got moved inside. I was like, well, I've been a little derailed. And I took that as a chip on my shoulder for this year. I made it a double revenge season. I proved not only to the team but to myself I am the player I've always wanted to be. I work hard for it. Just because you do the work doesn't mean that you'll have the success, but I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. I know how to best gain my most successful advantages. And you go into games with that confidence, and it shows out from jump. And with opportunity, I mean, I like the lights just like the lights like me.
15 years. What do you want to do next year?
Win a Super Bowl in black and gold. Now, for the first time in my entire life, probably since I've been in high school, I don't know where I'm going. Like junior high school, you're like, oh, I wonder where I'm going. That's how long it's been for me. After I committed to Cal, I was at Cal till it was time to go to the league. And once, the Saints drafted me, I never left. I've never even looked at the door. And now I'm technically going to be in a hallway open the door back up.
Wait, do I still have a locker?
Correct. For the first time since I was 16 years old, I'm like, hey, y'all still want me, right? But the Saints have always made it clear that they want me, and I've always made it clear that I want the Saints, and the city of New Orleans has always embraced me and always been grateful. So however it may comes, I'm truly blessed and able to have said I've been a Saint. I'll forever be a Saint. I've made my mark here.
How important was it? I mean, seven seasons total with double-digit sacks, and you got the seventh this season. Really hadn't, since your 22 Pro Bowl year, when I think you had 8.5, to put those kind of numbers up.
Mm-hmm. Dang, it has been that long? 22, 8, 23, 2, 24, 4. Yeah, that makes sense. You figure, honestly, I thought 23 was going to be another double-digit sack. Just looking at the patterns of it all, I said, okay, so we're going for it. And then tore up the leg. I was like, all right, well, if all we can do is go forward, we're going to stop the hell out this run. But that's just it. My mentality says I want to help this team be in the best position they can be. And if that's, I want to prove that that's me being on the field each and every play. And if that's not the vision, then that's an up-top vision, because my vision is black and gold to Super Bowl every year.
And finally, last question. I talked to Chase Young about this, and it was about this Brandon Staley defense and the fun that you have, and also that, the challenges of, hey, you're not just bull rushing, you're not just rushing, you're in the flat, you're in the seam, you're covered, you're dropping into coverages. How did you adjust to that, and did you like it, and where things are now as you look forward to next year being in the system?
What they say, the more you can do. My wherewithal and my knowledge of drops has been quite low, but it has also expanded, expanded this year, exponentially so. Thinking about, not just covering a two or dropping to a flat every now and again in the defenses prior to this, but now it's, knowing quads and actually knowing, if we're in a cover two or we're in single high. And I'm like, look at me.
I said, look at you. You should be in the DB room, man.
I said, you know, like, I said, oh, I too can drop, you know? But you have to have that willingness. And I think our edge group had that. You saw the way, you know, Chase and Chris Rupp and Carl and myself took to it. You know, early on, it was Carl and Chris. And then as the season got more comfortable, it was Chase, me. And then it just became, you know, a part of what we can do. And that hopefully freed us up from those tight end chips that seemingly always happen. Like, you know, you got these, they call them athletes, but those fat people across the line, like, you know, if they were quote unquote athletes, they wouldn't need help from every which way. A tight end help, a running back chip help, a guard slide. No. If they were athletes, you'd see me as just an athlete, mano y mano. But I think dropping, I think the way we rushed, I think the way we attacked guys, it gave us sort of different fronts. You never knew who was coming, and it did free up a lot of guys for one-on-ones, and you got to win those one-on-ones.
Have a great offseason. Appreciate it. Just a huge, huge year, and continued success.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And for you know, the future, whatever the future does hold, I'm just, again, blessed and highly favored. I think the Lord has given me so much when I expected so little out of myself. You know, get drafted and you're told you're a run stopper to now being top 20 in sacks of all time.
Yep, 132 overall.
Man, it should have been 133 for that Miami game.
You have 132, you know, and it's the ones that you don't have are the ones that you talk about.
Absolutely. Many more, hopefully.
All right, pal. Thank you.
Indeed.